We're going to go to the Rock and Bee Ranch, a well-known location around here. It's on exit 299, the last exit in Washington, as one is heading toward Idaho. And there's a venerable tradition of a lot of great shows there, the Cowboy Supper Show, which has gone on there. But it's also a really lovely venue in many ways. As a matter of fact, even on Saturday night, the Coeur d'Alene Symphony is going to be doing their special show, which is called Blazing Fiddles. But we're kind of right in between that, and there's a new thing that's going to be coming along there, which is called the True Variety Show. And a couple people here to represent it, including, I think, the symbol of the show. Welcome, Amelia Peaceheart.
Oh, thanks there, Vern. It's really nice to be here.
Well, it's good to have you here, but what makes you qualified to do something like create a True Variety Show?
Oh, I didn't create it, Vern. I just support the person who did.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's not my normal gig. You know, I can play a little bit of banjo, but normally what I do is present politicians because they have a really hard job and they really need somebody out there standing tall in a crowd. You know, I've got a bullhorn. And I tell the people how hard they work. You know, their job is really tough. They really put themselves out there. And they just need someone to advocate for their humanity, I think. So I just kind of go to rallies and volunteer and tell people that they're good people deep down inside, even if you disagree with them.
Wow, what a public service you are doing. And several interesting things about you. You did hit your head on the doorway on the way in. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. But thanks. It's just, I am a little bit tall. It's not a problem. It's just something that I have to keep remembering. I'm really short on the inside.
Okay, but when you're towering above people, what do people look like from above?
Oh, they look like beautiful balls of light, man. Everybody just wants to make the world a better place. I can really tell.
Well, but you say you play a little bit of banjo?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
In fact, if it's okay with Olivia, I was gonna practice a little for the thing I'm gonna do in the show on Sunday.
Well, since your job is to introduce Olivia, why don't you introduce Olivia to us?
For sure. So the theme of the show this month is Home/travel. Every month there's a different theme, and this one is home/travel, which is nice for the performers and contributors because then they can do home and travel, or home or travel, or neither.
Okay, so you're going to do a little traveling banjo for us?
Yeah, let's do a little Hold What You Got.
Because,
you know, I'm an environmentalist, too. It comes with being a 7-foot hippie. And I really believe in a zero-waste society someday. And if you just take care of the things that you have, then it'll be a lot easier not to throw them away.
Well, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you got a tune for us?
Yep. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
One, two. Hold what you got, I'm coming home, baby. Hold what you got, and I don't mean maybe. I'm thinking about you, and I'm on my way. Well, don't sell the house, don't wreck the car, and stay there, honey, right where you are. If you hold what you got, I'm coming home to stay.
Okay, well, thank you. A little tune for you there.
Was that too loud?
No, though. That was just about the right length, given the material.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, and now how would you introduce Olivia to us?
Yeah, for sure. I just want everyone to know that this young lady has been really putting her heart into this show. She really believes in the town and area of the Inland Northwest that is chock full of talent and interesting people doing interesting things. And her whole mission statement is to showcase them and advocate for their ability to put themselves out there. So I'm really proud of her, and her name's Olivia Brownlee, and she's going to be doing the True Variety Show at the Rock and Bee Ranch.
Well, good. And I'll before we bring Olivia on, let me tell you when that's happening. It's going to be on a Sunday, once a month. This Sunday, June 23rd, it'll be at 3:30 in the afternoon, something like that, at the Rock and Bee Ranch, right there, just off of the last Washington exit as away as one is into Idaho for the True Variety Show. So, welcome, Olivia. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Vern. It's nice to be here.
Yeah. So, now it's hard to describe you because there's too many ways. Because what did you major in college?
Well, I did college twice. I got my BA at Eastern in theater out there with Don McLaughlin and Gene Engany. And then I went to Emerson College in Boston a few years later to get my master's degree in theater for social change.
And so in the middle of theater and theater for social change, then you're also very much a musician and have done some pretty cool things. The one I like to mention is that you did a fairly major production in the all-girl band for Cabaret in California a year or two ago, didn't you?
I did. I made more money playing banjo last year than just about anything else.
And I've heard you do concerts because you, beyond that, you do jazz, don't you?
I do. I play with the Zonkey Jazz Band here in Spokane every second Tuesday of the month at the Bartlett. Yeah.
So you cross paths with an awful lot of people doing a lot of things. That's what makes you want to do a variety show?
It really is. And it can even get a little more personal than that. I'm a very variegated person myself. I haven't released an album in a long time because I write in so many genres. So I've just been releasing singles every month. So this microcosm and the macrocosm of knowing all different kinds of circles of people in Spokane and beyond, I think it's time to just embrace that. And throw a variety show. It's basically a big party at my parents' barn.
Nice. So a variety show. So kind of what's gonna this is Sunday. Was I right? Was it 3 or 3:30?
The doors open at 3:30, and the curtains at 4:00.
Okay, so it's a 4 o'clock show there at the Rock and Bee Ranch, and so typically, what's gonna happen this Sunday?
Man, there's just no such thing as typical.
Okay.
Well, partially because I'm calling it the True Variety Show because there is a lot of variegation. I'll have the traditional entertainment acts like jugglers and musicians and comedians, but I will also have people who do how-to demonstrations like how to tie a nautical knot or how to make ceviche. I have got a chef coming this Sunday who's very excited to show us how to prepare cold fish.
Well, what is ceviche?
That's why I booked him, because I don't know.
Perfect.
But that'll be Dan Monahan, who's a local chef. And I've even got a fellow this Sunday who made a trebuchet out of spare parts, and he's going to give us a demonstration of how to shoot a medieval catapult.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so.
And we hope the barn will be intact afterwards.
We certainly do. I'm going to buy a pumpkin for him. He usually lobs bowling balls, but I think a pumpkin will have a lot more. Maybe we'll carve a jack-o'-lantern out of it or something.
There you go. And at the Rock and Bee Ranch, where parenthetically you, when I was asking you what week of the month it will be, you say it'll always be the weekend preceding the Cowboy Supper Show.
Yeah, the Sunday before the Cowboy Show.
So will this be the day for the beginning of the season for this summer will be the Cowboy Show on the weekend of the 28th, 29th, 30th?
28th and 29th.
28th and 29th will be the two Cowboy Show dates for that, which you've also participated in kind of around the edge of it over the years, haven't you? Or you're regular with that?
Family business, man. You grow up in the family business and you do everything from managing the kitchen to picking up goat poop.
Yeah. You know? Right. Well, back to this True Variety Show. Amelia Peacehart, who introduced you, where did you meet her?
Oh, gosh. I met her in the park. She was, sometimes she is invited to political rallies and sometimes she just shows up. But I thought she was such an interesting person and she seems so comfortable with how tall she is and her, you know, mission statement in life. I thought to myself, this is a person I want in my camp. You know, those interesting people who are like, I have an idea and I'm just going to spring for it no matter what. And, you know, that's part of the mission statement of the variety show too. Every person who performs or contributes some knowledge to that has something fascinating going on. So all of their links and websites will be available for people to take pictures of and go home and look up later. The newsletter for this show, in fact, if you sign up for the newsletter, it won't tell you what's to come. It's going to tell you what you saw. So if you come to the show and you sign up for the newsletter, you'll get it the week after or something like that, and it'll tell you who you saw and how to learn more about them. So
So actually, there is a real desire for enhancing community in you doing this.
100%. 100%. Spokane's a really cool town. Mm-hmm. For not being a port town or a particular hub, it's got so much going on, and I feel like it's really coming into this time of its life as a city where it's like, I think I've got something of my own, mm-hmm. and I really want to nurture that.
Well, and you've chosen to be here, you who've worked and studied on both coasts, mm-hmm. and you could be in some big city pulling coffee or something like that. No, in some big city doing stuff. But so talk even a little more about why you're here.
Man, well, first of all, my family's here, and that's always good for me. I know for some people it's not great, but for myself, I really value being close to my family because mm-hmm. we get along. Mm-hmm. I like them. They mm-hmm. like me. But also Spokane, it's am I right in saying that it's still the smallest city with its own symphony? Is that still true?
No, there's orchestras in a lot of places. If you find the right adjectives, you can find it. I mean, there's many things about the symphony by which it's by which it has certain standards okay. that are amazing for a city this size, things okay. like that. Yeah.
But there's also been an international, at least, curiosity mm-hmm. about Spokane. Mm-hmm. And so the 1974 Expo, at the time, it was the smallest city to host a World Expo.
That truly was.
And I'm so fascinated with the people in this town over history, over its time, because, it was a railway mm-hmm. hub for mm-hmm. a long time. And so you have a lot of traffic here and a lot of, if not welcoming, outsideness, there's a lot of curiosity about it and a lot of what's going on there and how can I interact with it in a meaningful way. And there's caution on the part of Spokane, I can see, but part of what I would like my job to be here is to reward people for their curiosity. And so I have a lot of friends on the East Coast and in Los Angeles, and there's a woman from Germany who's going to be contributing a remote video to the show on Sunday. And there's so much going on all over, and they can do it here, and the people who already work here can also do it here. And you don't have to go to Seattle or Los Angeles or New York to get really fine entertainment.
And to reiterate, the True Variety Show makes its worldwide debut this Sunday, June 23rd. The doors open at 3:30, and then the show starts at 4 at the Rock and Bee Ranch, which is right off of exit 299, Washington exit 299 on the way to Idaho or whatever they call the exit when you're coming back, coming from Idaho. And then it will be again about this same time of every month, July 21st, August 25th, and September 22nd. Now, any chance that Amelia Peacehart would give you back your banjo and you would actually play us a piece on the banjo?
Oh, gosh.
You think you can get that out of Amelia?
She did leave it here.
Yeah.
Like a bridge over troubled water, I will ease your mind. Like a bridge over troubled water,
Brownlee and her banjo. Now, what else do you play besides the banjo? What are your other instruments?
Mostly guitar.
Yeah.
But I've kind of been trying not to do mm-hmm. solo shows as much, just because I get too lonely.
Yeah, I understand. And then also, you wrote you wrote the score for the Dirt Show that Tim Behrens did.
Yeah, the whole Pat McManus one-man show. That was a fun project, very challenging.
Yeah.
Very fun. Yeah. Great to work with a six-piece orchestra.
Yeah, so you got to flex those skills too.
Flex those skills and finally get to work on a big project with Tim, who I've known for years. Mm-hmm. So that was fun.
Olivia Brownlee and her True Variety Show, which debuts this Saturday.
Sunday.
I'm sorry. This Sunday. Thank you for jumping in. This Sunday, coming on the right day. Doors open at 3:30, and then the show at 4 o'clock. And it'll have the cantina open, but then you have what, coffee and dessert available?
Coffee and dessert.
That comes with it.
Coffee and dessert comes with your $20 ticket. If you ride your bicycle all the way to the show, you do get a $5 discount.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's pretty tempting. TrueVarietyShow.com is an easy way to find out about it. And then you also have the TrueVarietyShow@gmail.com. Is that so that they could reserve seats or something like
it
that?
It is, yeah. Okay. Or if you have any questions, that's an email that I check on the regular.
Okay, so either way, True Variety Show, all is one big word. So thanks a lot for all of that.
It's my pleasure.